From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Wednesday declared a three-month state of emergency, the latest move as a large-scale crackdown continues in the aftermath of Friday's failed military coup.
Darbe girişiminde bulunan terör örgütünün
in a televised broadcast, Mr. Erdogan, following a meeting with his cabinet, said the three-month emergency will allow Turkish authorities to speedily and swiftly deal with all elements of the terrorist organization, a reference to those suspected of supporting exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, whose extradition from the U.S. is being sought. Tens of thousands of soldiers, police, judges, civil servants, and academics have been suspended, fired, detained, or questioned since the failed coup. The country's currency and stock market have both fallen sharply. Standard & Poor's, the rating agency, Wednesday downgraded Turkey's foreign currency credit rating, citing its political fragmentation. Three French soldiers were killed earlier this week in a helicopter accident in Libya during an intelligence gathering mission. Colonel Ahmed Bouzaid El Mazmari, a spokesman for Libyan commander Khalifa Haftar, said the aircraft came down in the Maghroun area west of Benghazi as soldiers conducted what he described as a combat reconnaissance mission. He says an investigation is underway. The three Frenchmen are the first confirmed Western military casualties since it was revealed special forces have been operating in the North African country. Two groups that track the Ugandan rebel group Lord's Resistance Army says kidnappings by the group in Central African Republic and Democratic Republic of Congo have reached nearly 500 in the first half of this year. The groups, the Resolve and Invisible Children, said 17 others have been killed by the renegade group. This is VOA.